Welcome to morning prayer on Friday, the 20th of November. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul, how I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen. Psalm 63. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. O God, you are my God, eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. My flesh also faints for you, as in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So would I gaze upon you in your holy place, that I might behold your power and your glory. Your loving kindness is better than life itself, and so my lips shall praise you. I will bless you as long as I live, and lift up my hands in your name. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. My soul shall be satisfied, as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings will I rejoice. My soul clings to you, your right hand shall hold me fast. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. But those who seek my soul to destroy it shall go down to the depths of the earth. Let them fall by the edge of the sword and become a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All those who swear by him shall be glad. For the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. To you we come, radiant Lord, the goal of all our desiring. Beyond all earthly beauty, gentle protector, strong deliverer, in the night you are our confidence. From the first light be our joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you that you are compassionate, merciful, and faithful in your love for us. We thank you that you know every thread of every thought we have. You care deeply when we hurt, and you care deeply when we are joyful. Help us to come to you in prayer with all our worries, pain, and anxiety, and trade them for your peace that passes all understanding. Help us to come to you with all of our joyful moments and rejoice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A Christian Aid prayer for the global pandemic. We pray for the health workers tending the seriously ill, for the scientists working on vaccination, for the researchers analysing data and identifying trends, for the media outlets working to communicate reality, for the supermarket workers, hygiene and sanitation providers, for the good news stories of recoveries and effective planning, for the recognition that isolation doesn't need to mean loneliness, for the outpouring of community help and support, for the internet and telephones and technology that connects, for the awakened appreciation of what is truly important. Thanks be to God. We pray for those who are unwell and those concerned for their loved ones, for those who were already very anxious, for those immune suppressed or compromised, for those vulnerable because of underlying conditions, for those in the most at risk to coronavirus categories, for those watching their entire income stream dry up, for those who don't know where their next meal is coming from, for those who have no choice but to go out to work, for those who are afraid to be at home, for those that have no home, for those who are more lonely than they've ever been, for those who are bereaved and grieving. God, be their healer, comfort and protection. Be their strength, shield and provision. Be their security, safety and close companion. And raise up your church to be your well-washed hands and faithful feet, to be present to the pain, to respond with love in action, if even from a safe distance. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.